The man himself sat in the office chair. He was studying a data pad on the desk before him, and he was not smiling. Without the smile, he seemed far less grandfatherly. He did not glance up.
Sit.
Tahiri took one of the visitor's chairs. The droid remained back by the door. One of the holos on the wall, a moving image, showed the warden shaking hands with Admiral Pellion. Its frame was prominent and central on the wall. Tahiri felt an electric thrill of anxiety. This was not going to be a fair hearing. Finally, the warden did look up at her.
Jedi Vela?
I'm not a Jedi anymore.
Don't interrupt me again. Jedi Vela, obviously you are not at this time serving a sentence here. You have not yet been convicted or sentenced. You have been remanded to our custody because of the danger you pose due to your Jedi warrior training. And we've worked under the assumption that you are innocent until proven guilty. Even though no evidence in your trial suggests that you did not kill a great and important man.
But this morning...
He shook his head.
Very unfortunate that a clerical error placed you in the high security exercise area at the same time as the male prisoners. But the situation did not call for you to attack and brutally injure them.
Clerical error? Do you really imagine that a clerical error put me there? It was a setup, someone hoping I'd be killed.
Nonsense. Though I will make a note here about your possible paranoid delusions in case it's of interest to the prosecution.
He paused to type a few words.
And I was the one under attack.
He glanced up at her again.
I've just reviewed the recordings. I saw the inmate speaking to you and gathering around. There was no attack until you assaulted Ferran, who has, I might add, sustained a serious concussion. I imagine he probably was taunting you, but in my prison, you may not respond to taunts with lethal violence.
Tahiri kept silent. Even if this man was as impartial as he pretended to be, the excuse that her opponents were merely repositioning themselves so that her murder would be quick and inevitable was not something she could prove.
For the protection of my other inmates, you'll remain in shock cuffs. They will be removed only when you are returned to your cell or surrendered to the marshals for transportation to your trial.
I assume I'll be confined to my cell when not coming or going from the courts.
He shook his head.
Solitary confinement is a punishment, Jedi Vela. Since you are not a convict, I'm in no position to punish you for infractions. No. You'll eat in common mess and have your daily exercise, education, work, and therapy privileges, of course.
Ah.
Now she understood. The situation that had been set up for her had more than one level. If she did not die at the hands of Gaharog and his fellows, then she would be rendered almost helpless while being exposed to the ordinary dangers of a maximum security prison stay. Whether it happened today or at some near future date, she was marked for death.
Any questions, Jedi Vela?
No. You've answered them all.
The warden looked past her to the droid at the door.
Take her away.